sort of adolescent, like,
an ebon's my boyfriend, or a guy that I've known a long time.
Sexual experience.
We started dancing, and he makes aggressive moves. It really scares me.
He's younger. He's 3.5 years younger.
I did. It's dirty with
him. And I sort of put him up to it.
Feels a lot safer.
So I guess I feel like, in a way, I sort of,
sometimes,
the word I didn't actually,
always,
I didn't actually have sex. I just wanted to, I just wanted him to show me his,
I can't remember
his body. I wanted to show him mine.
That stuff from my past is just gone.
So I guess it was like I
sometimes it comes up later.
Abused him or something, and I felt really bad about it for a long time. I felt like it's a really weird, sick thing to do. So that's my secret.
In the early, early morning, when the first light is just breaking,
I just found out that my brother was gay 3 days ago.
I think I find that
so unlocked. This is someone else's secret. He told me to tell it.
I fell in love with a stripper in Cuba.
When he was in graduate school. He had an affair with a married woman.
I secretly hated my job.
For about 2 months.
Slept with a married man.
It only happened a couple times.
I used to read.
And he didn't want to continue it. But he felt so bad. He felt so guilty.
He never knew.
And then
he kept it.
Now, years later,
under his
she's blood. Angry with him for not continuing the affair. And for not being with him.
He was cheating on me.
And he's hurt,
like he ever was.
And he feels used,
really,
because she wasn't available to him either.
And I've never told my therapist.
She never told her husband.
One thing that no one knows about me is that my grandfather went to jail, and when he came home, I just found this out.
I read her diary, and I was the first one to find out that she had lost her virginity to a Brazilian drummer.
My cousins are saying happy birthday to my grandfather, but all right,
my girlfriend had an abortion last month. That's a secret between me and her only.
This isn't really my secret. This is someone else's secret. My boyfriend. Well, I'm not sure he's my boyfriend anyway. He had this job in Peru shortly after he graduated college. And the job was translating the diaries of this environmental activist.
Part of me is really afraid of men,
killed.
Even though I'm straight. So a lot of times
down there translating these diaries,
I don't like to dance with men unless I know them really, really well. And even then, sometimes my boyfriend, or
recently,
a guy that I've known a
long time,
she starts dancing and he makes aggressive moves, and it really scares me.
But if she went out into the
a lot of times when I dance, dirty with women,
come and kill her, and
it feels a lot safer dancing with men.
I'm not telling this very well. There was a lot of violence in Peru at the time against anyone who was speaking out against the government or against any corporations that were destroying the rainforest.
I guess it was
getting really bad.
That stuff from my past.
Anyway, so she was an activist on behalf of the rainforest.
Sometimes
she got killed, and my boyfriend got hired to translate her diaries. So he was down there living with her family, translating this virus.
In the early, early morning,
one of her last entries in the diary said that she was really depressed and that she wanted to die, and that she was going to put herself in a position.
I wish I could kill it.
And shortly thereafter, she disappeared into the hills on this trip, and she was murdered.
I fell in love with this trip.
In his translations, he discovered that it wasn't really
used to use IV drugs.
It was a murder, but it was also an indirect suicide. And he discovered this, and he was really disturbed by it.
Slept with a married man.
Family. He never told her, and completed the translations into English, but none of her family spoke English or read English, so they never knew. told just one of his friends in Paris and swore him to secrecy. And then he came back to America and he forgot about it. And 10 years later, he and I were standing in Harlem waiting for the subway, and he said that he had just remembered this thing about this woman, you know, putting herself in a position to be killed, and that it was really disturbing him.
Slept with a married man.
And that he never told anyone except
for his family. I fell in love with a stripper.
And I said, well, you should tell her family. Her family deserves to know. I don't think he ever did. And I think he still carries it around inside him.